I am here because of a terrible headache. I know you will want more of an explanation than that, but I can't give it to you. I can only say I was almost killed when the great ship Titanic went down. There was an explosion, a boiler blowing, perhaps, I can't say. When the ship dove down and broke in half, I felt as if I broke in half with it. An object hit me in the head underwater. I remember there was something down there with me. Not anyone on the ship, not a corpse, but something. I remember its face, if you can call it that, full of teeth and eyes, big and luminous, lit up by a light from below, and then I was gasping water into my lungs, and then this thing was pulling me toward a glowing pool of whirling illumination. It dragged me into warmth and into light, and my last sight of the thing was a flipping of its fish-like tail, and then my head exploded. Or so it seemed. When I awoke, I was lying in a warm, muddy mire, almost floating, almost sinking. I grabbed at some roots jutting out from the shoreline and pulled myself out of it. I lay there with my headache for a while, warming myself in the sunlight, and then the headache began to pass. I rolled over on my belly and looked at the pool of mud. It was a big pool. In fact, pool is incorrect. It was like a great lake of mud. I have no idea how I managed to be there, and that is the simple truth of it. I still don't know. It felt like a dream. With some difficulty, I had managed a bunk in steerage on the Titanic, heading back home to my country, the United States of America. I had played out my string in England, though I might go back and journey out west, where I had punched cows and shot buffalo for the railroad. I had even killed a couple of men in self-defense, and dime novels had been written about me. The Black Rider of the Plains. But that was mostly lies. The only thing they got right was the color of my skin. I'm half black, half Cherokee. In the dime novels, I was described as mostly white, which is a serious lie. One look at me will tell you different. I was a rough rider with Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. And when it arrived in England to perform, they went back and I had stayed on. I liked it for a while. But, as they say, there's no place like home. Not that I had really had one, but we're speaking generally here. I managed to my feet and looked around. Besides the lake of mud, there were trees. And I do mean trees. They rose up tall and mighty all around the lake. And there didn't seem anything to do but to go amongst them. The mud, I wouldn't go back into. I couldn't figure what had happened to me, what had grabbed me and pulled me into that glowing whirlpool. But the idea of it laying grip on me again was far less than inviting. It had hauled me here, wherever here was, and had retreated, left me to my own devices. The mud I had ended up in was shallow, but I knew the rest of the lake wasn't. I knew this because, as I looked out over the vast mire, I saw a great beast moving in it. A lizard, I guess you'd call it. At least that was my first thought. Then I remembered the bones they had found out in Montana some years back, and how they were called dinosaurs. I had read a little about it, and that's what I thought when I saw this thing in the mud, rising up gray and green of skin, lurching up and dipping down, dripping mud that plopped bright in the sunlight. Down it went, out of sight, and up again, and when it came up a third time, it had a beast in its mouth, a kind of giant, slick, purple-skinned seal, its blood oozing like strawberry jam from between the monster's teeth. It may seem as if I'm nonchalant about all this, but the truth is, I'm telling this well after the fact, and have had time to accept it. But let me jump ahead a bit. The world I am on is Venus, and now it is my world.